In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from John, the 16th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, something deep within our fallen pessimism tells us that when our Lord says we will see him in a little while, that is akin to the doctor saying something like, this will only hurt a little bit. We are the people who made Ray Kroc rich, who live on credit, buy now, pay later, and then keep paying on and on and on for the rest of our lives. We're the people who fast forward through the commercials, or if we don't have a DVR, who flip the channel to see what is on until they are over. We are the ones who groan in complaint if a hymn is more than four stanzas long, or a sermon more than 15 minutes. Patience is not one of our more obvious traits, nor our strong suits. We are not given to waiting. I suspect that there has never been a more agonizing waiting period in the history of men than that restless Sabbath when our Lord's body was laid in the tomb. That was the first little while. And it must have felt like an eternity for the disciples who were behind closed doors for fear of the Jews, uncertain as their doubts were plunged in their mind, their ears plugged by false grief. Their sin had made them deaf. They were confused. But our Lord is patient. He came to them on the third day, just as he promised. Despite their faithlessness, despite their fear, despite their doubt, despite their worry, betrayal, and hiding, Jesus came to them, and they saw him again, just as he said. They saw him for a little while, 40 days, in fact. Then he ascended to the Father, and they waited again. They waited 10 more days, in fact, another little while. And then they saw him again in the flames of Pentecost. And ever since then, the church has had to endure a whole lot of little whiles. When have you shut the door in fear, plugged your ears with false grief, and wallowed in your own doubt? When a loved one died, perhaps? When you suffered some unforeseen tragedy, injustice, or betrayal? When you have stared at the cold, dark heart of man in school shootings, in terrorist bombings, in war, in bloodshed, theft, adultery, slander, gossip, rape, or violence? When you or someone you love has been diagnosed with a terminal illness? It is not usually right away. We usually handle the immediate onslaught fairly well. Our faith is trained. Our prayers arise spontaneously. We are strong and hopeful. God's word comforts us then, and that is good. But when the while of our little while sets in, we realize that we have to live with this. We have to live with the consequences, with the limitations, with the loss of mobility, with the rapid deterioration of health, with the broken trust, with a broken marriage, with this past, with a sad future. Then we grow scared. It seems too much, in honesty, too unbearable, far, far too long. We want things the way that they were, and know they can be. We quickly grow tired of the wait. Ask widows or widowers. Ask those in prison. Ask the parents who sit in hospitals. This world is sinful, lost, broken, dying. It is not right. It hurts. And waiting is always riddled with pain. The widows, the orphans know, and so do you. But still, the promise of God endures. Lo, I am with you always, even during the little while. You will see me again. I am coming back. I will keep my words. The flames of Pentecost, they still burn even today. They burn where God has placed himself in mercy, in the preaching of his word, in the reading of his word, in the waters of holy baptism, in holy absolution, in the giving of himself in bread and wine, his very body and blood given and shed for you. Even in the prayers where you cry out to God. He did not abandon his disciples on Holy Saturday. He was faithful. He kept his promise. He has not abandoned you. He has not forgotten about you. He has not forsaken you. Jesus has engraved you on the palms of his hands. He has written your name with his own blood given and shed for you. You will see him this very day, even as Simeon beheld him in the temple. And after seeing the salvation of God, God made flesh for you, hidden in words, in bread and wine, in water, in singing. You will sing yet again. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. You will be ready to depart from the cruel world and go to your reward that Christ has prepared for you, to see your God face to face in the joys of paradise. Having been justified by faith, you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You have peace. For God is not against you. He is not angry at you. He is not looking to punish you. Your sins are paid for in full by the sacrifice of Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, you have access by faith into this grace, this God in which you live, move, have your being, and in which you stand. You rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but you also glory in tribulation. Your glory in them is because you know that tribulation produces patience, and patience character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint. Hope does not disappoint. Because the love of God has been poured into your hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to you in the waters of baptism. You are baptized. God loves you. Despite what you feel, despite what you see, despite what you go through daily, God still loves you. Evidenced by the fact that he was high and lifted up on the cross for you. For when you were still without strength, at just the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for you. For your hope, for your character, for your patience. And he is coming back. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take courage. Wait for the Lord. He shall strengthen your heart. He shall make your arms strong yet again as he comes to you today in word and sacrament. You shall see the goodness of God. You shall taste and see that the Lord is good, that you may dwell in the land of the living. And patience may not be your or my most obvious trait. But patience is yours today. It is a gift of God. It is a fruit of the Spirit that abides in you. Though it may be chaff, though you may shed tears, yet you endure. And with the wisdom born from above, you have come to this day to see your Jesus, to receive your Lord in word and sacrament, to be strengthened, to be encouraged until such a time when you shall be relieved of these burdens, when every tear is wiped away from your eye. The Lord, who has begun this good work in you, will bring it to completion at the resurrection of all flesh. O saints of Holy Cross, saints of Emmanuel, wait for the Lord. You will not be disappointed. In a little while, you will see him just as he told you. In Jesus' name, amen.